bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle
and bell welcome time. Back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM KPHX.
You like how I sang you in?
Yeah, that was very nice.
Just the audience didn't hear it, but I did a good job.
What a right time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Joseph singing Jingle Bell Rock.
It's a swell time for that.
Yeah, it is. Greg, Joseph, Eric, a great producer. And, of course, we're going to try once again to get in touch with our attorney friend, Doris Markovic.
Oh, yeah. Look, DJ Reinert.
DJ Reinert.
DJ Reinert.
Bistro.
Budget Bistro.
Dutch at DJ Reinhardt.
No, no.
Yes.
No, that's a different guy. That's you see him in the movies that you watch. Bobby Helms, sure. Jingle Bell Rock.
That's how my right hand is shaking.
Are you all right there?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Can I kill the music?
Yeah. Frosty Air. We got it. Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July show. And, of course, we attempted to call our civil rights attorney, Doris Markovic.
Only to hear her order Taco Bell.
Apparently, I don't know. It sounded like that's what she was doing.
I mean, it was Taco Bell, right? I mean, they're the only ones with chalupas and the Dorito tacos.
I guess so. It sounded like it. Sounded like she was in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
But we will attempt in just a moment to have her on again. In case you're new to the show, we spoke with her in honor of TED 2 a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And she gave us some great insight into... some civil rights issues.
Sure, yeah.
And last week we invited her back on the show to talk about some things, and she talked about, we invited her to see Magic Mike XXL.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, we gave our apologies to her, and so hopefully everything is good now, and I really am looking forward to hearing her review of Magic Mike XXL. It was great, Joseph, what you were able to do there for her. Mm-hmm. And
Hello?
Hey, Doris.
Who is this? Hello?
This is Greg, Joseph, and Eric.
Oh, hello. Hi. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, I missed the call. I'm very sorry.
Oh, well, actually, we heard you. You appear to accidentally answer the phone while you were ordering, I think, a Dorito taco?
I'm sorry. How do you know? I'm sorry.
We heard you.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Your phone was on.
I specifically asked you to not call my cell phone.
Didn't answer your office phone or home phone.
I'm sorry. I went out for lunch. I lost track of time. I completely forgot about this. I'm very sorry.
So you enjoy Taco Bell, it sounded like, because, you know, you said Dorito taco there.
Yeah,
what you ordered.
Chalupa, too.
Yeah, and chalupa. You know how bad that is for you?
I feel so embarrassed. Why are you bringing this up? I'm
just trying to help you. I'm trying to help make sure you're in the best proper health, just to make sure that's okay.
And Greg eats chocolate-covered kale chips.
I do.
Oh, I don't like kale. I'm sorry. I had a kale salad once, and it was absolutely disgusting. I tried seaweed as well, and that tasted like sweat.
Oh, that's good. Seaweed's good.
Yeah, seaweed is fantastic.
Let's change the subject, okay?
Come on now.
The whole reason that we invited you back on the show this morning was to hear your thoughts about the movie we sent you to. Last weekend, I gave an extra large thumbs up to Magic Mike XXL. What did you think of it, Doris?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. By the way, thank you very much for the free ticket. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I want to say I was very, very disappointed in this film. They completely changed it. They changed the cast, and they changed the entire story. They replaced Jesse Eisenberg with another fellow, and Woody Harrelson wasn't in the film, and there was no magic in the film. It was only about dancers.
Well, there was a lot of Woodies, though.
I'm sorry, sir. This was they completely changed the film from the first version.
I thought you didn't see the first one.
Yeah, the one with Jesse Eisenberg.
We apologize completely. Although Jesse Eisenberg wasn't in the first Magic Mike.
Yes, he was. He was the leader. He stole things from the bank. He used his illusionist skills to steal things from the bank.
No, that was a different movie, Doris.
Yes, it was Magical Mike.
Now, did you feel magical anywhere when you left the theater?
honestly, it was a. I did like it. It was a very. A very delightful film. It was.
Oh, you did like Magic Mike XXL.
Well, it wasn't the same film. The first one I thought was very funny. This one, it was very tantalizing.
You're talking about Now You See Me, or wasn't that what it was?
Yeah,
called?
Now You See Me. Yeah, which actually they're making a sequel to that. Maybe that's why you were confused with the whole magic thing. Obviously,
I'm sorry that there was some confusion regarding the movie doors.
Joseph.
What movies would you say that you've seen recently that you've enjoyed?
I really I'm so embarrassed. I really enjoyed that film with. Do you gentlemen read? Do any of you read? Nicholas Sparks. Nicholas Sparks.
Yes.
He had the movie with the Rockford in it. The Rockford Files.
James Garner.
Yes.
The Notebook, right?
Oh, yes, they were very good. The Notebook.
Yeah.
They had a sequel to that, The Longest Ride, with Clint Eastwood's, a very young version of Clint Eastwood was in the film, and the young woman from The Tomorrow Show.
Yeah.
The Tomorrow Show.
Tomorrowland, right? Did you see it?
Oh, yes, I saw Tomorrowland.
I saw that.
But there was The Longest Ride with it was about a cowboy, and that was so charming. I really enjoyed it. It was a very nice romance film.
Do you find Scott Eastwood attractive or Alan Alda?
They're both very attractive.
What about Britt Robertson? Are you into that?
I'm sorry, who?
Britt Robertson, of course, the girl from the Tomorrow movie, as you mentioned, which is actually called Tomorrowland.
Oh, Tomorrowland! Yes, that was. I enjoyed that film. It was about Disney, Walt Disney. There was also the one with the clumsy the Mike and the Molly, the clumsy fat the overweight woman. it was about an overweight woman who became a spy.
The correct word is fat.
She did say fat, and then she corrected herself and changed it to overweight.
That's what I was trying to say. It's okay that you said fat.
I don't mean to.
They know they're fat.
Yeah.
Actually, Melissa has dropped a lot of weight.
She is. Very funny lady, too. Very nice lady.
Yes, Melissa Molly. Very.
And what about Mike?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I could hire you as an attorney because your attention to detail is just really out there.
It's just unbelievably poor.
I've agreed to come on this show to talk about things, and you're really. I'm sorry. Is David there? I'm sorry.
He's chilling out on a cruise now. By any chance, did you see Jurassic World, Doris? The highest grossing film, or one of them of all time,
or as you would call it, Dinosaur Park.
Dinosaur Park.
Oh yes, Dinosaur Park. Yes, with the gentleman who played a star person. He was in a star movie.
Chris Pine.
Yes. Chris Pine was very, very good.
It's really Chris Pratt.
And Ron Howard
Don't confuse her, Greg.
Ron Howard as well.
Ron Howard. Yeah, yes. His daughter. Very beautiful, Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't understand.
That's a little Ron Howard, but a female version.
My favorite movie of the summer would definitely be Jurassic World.
Mine probably is, too.
So, Doris, are there any movies that you are really looking forward to seeing this summer?
Mm-hmm.
If so, maybe I can get you VIP seats and an advanced screening.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Oh, yeah, that would be excellent. I really appreciate that. There's this one coming out about a man. He was fired from his job at the restaurant, and he begins a food truck service. I can't wait for that one. I don't remember what it's called.
That was a great movie. It was my favorite movie of last year.
Oh, yeah,
it's old. It's called Chef.
Chef. It is coming out this
last year.
Month.
It's actually on Netflix.
I'm
assuming you don't
it.
Have Netflix. Do you have the internets by any chance?
Yes, I do. My email. Did you want that? Or?
Go ahead and give
it to the people.
Oh, okay. It is doris.markovic@gmail.com. That's Doris with two R's. It's D-O-R-R-I-S that's a period, Markovic, M-A-R-K-O-V-I-C, @gmail.com. That's a period again, com.
Could you spell Gmail for me?
G-M-A-I-L.
Thank you.
And .com is .com, correct?
Ah, yes, that is very correct. Thank you. And there's also there's a film with a Myrtle. She wins Myrtle. She wins the Oscar awards. Myrtle Streep.
Myrtle Streep.
Yes, she's an excellent actress.
Myrtle Streep.
She plays a singer. I cannot wait to see this film. She plays a singer, I believe. She's the Flash. Myrtle Streep or something.
Doris, do you drive a DeLorean? Because I'm wondering, like, what year you're in.
I'm sorry. I'm confusing.
Are you a fan of actor Matthew J. Fox?
Oh, yes. He's an excellent actor. I think that he is... he moves too much, though. But
Eric was talking about the DeLorean. Yeah, that's horrible that you would say that, Doris, and you're getting upset at us.
Thank you.
So, Doris, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July show today. Do you have any favorite Christmas memories?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Why are you talking about Christmas right now?
Well, you know, Doris, we Christmas in July. It's so hot outside. We're a little past the halfway point, of course, before Christmas comes. I know you don't know as much about Christmas being Jewish, which is fantastic, you know. But do you have any, you know, moving away from the summer movies coming out here, any special traditions that you like to do for Christmas, even being a Jew?
In the summer, I'm very confused. You have me very confused right now.
Easily confused, Doris.
You are. Well, speaking of Christmas, you know, because talking about movies, and I'm sure you've seen this one about the Turbo Man doll, of course, which was Sin Good, and of course Donald Schwarzenegger.
And wasn't Phil Batman in it too?
Batman.
Phil
Batman. You're right. Yeah, the late Phil.
The late Phil Batman, yes.
Yeah, he was funny.
His wife killed him.
Yeah.
Michael Jordy.
Yes, yeah, good basketball player. Yeah.
Yes.
Robert Conrad was in that as well.
Yeah, that's
he played
right.
the cop.
What about Miracle on 35th Avenue? You a big fan of that? That's one of my favorites, especially the newer one in 1994 with the very nice Elizabeth Berkland.
I don't know who works there, but the Miracle Mile at the Christown Mall closed, I believe.
Yeah, it's the film with Santa Claus. He works at the department store.
The original one had Natalie Woody.
Yeah, Natalie Woody.
Oh,
unfortunately, she's passed on too.
Where is this? Where is it located?
Yeah, located in New York. Think of the Macy's Day Parade.
You go out your front door, and you turn left, and you go about 3 miles, then you turn right.
Yeah.
Another six, and then turn left.
It's about the Santa and Hannah Claus as well. They work at a department store.
I don't know where that. I have not been to New York.
Oh, really?
Are you a big fan? I love actor Jimmy Depp. Fantastic actor, been around forever, does great things with Captain Jim Sparrow, of course, in the Pirates of the...
Penzance.
Or the Atlantic, I think, the Pirates of the Atlantic film.
Is that a bald gentleman?
He's not a bald gentleman, actually. He has quite a bit of hair.
Although he did play one in Fear and Loathing.
Oh, he did. Yeah, have you seen Fear and Loathing in Henderson, Nevada?
I have not been to Henderson, Nevada. I'm sorry. Who is this bald gentleman? Was he the gentleman in the wheelchair?
Just
like,
tell
he
her
had,
yes.
Yes.
He had psychic powers.
It was him.
Yeah,
it was him.
Okay, yes.
He looked kind of like the guy from Star Trek.
Oh, yes. The Star Trek. I really like that film.
Yeah. Dylan Shatner, big fan of his.
Bill who?
Dylan Shatner. And also in the newer Star Trek, it's Chris Pratt.
Chris Pine, yes. Chris Pine.
She got that one right.
You did it, Doris. We love you.
Oh,
so you're really looking forward to, kind of getting back on topic here. Christmas in July. So let's just assume we're in December now. What are your favorite Jewish Christmas traditions?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like to talk about Hanukkah because there was a certain Hanukkah tragedy. It's a very... I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
What
you have
happened?
To understand.
Somebody lost an eye over the dreidel.
No, this is not a joking matter. There was an accident involving the menorah, and it's I'm sorry. So I've specifically asked David that we never discuss Hanukkah.
Okay, let's make sure we give Doris an opportunity to share her contact information with everyone.
No, Joseph,
again,
we are having fun with
civil rights attorney Doris Markovic. Doris, tell us again how our listeners can get in touch with you.
Oh, thank you, Joseph. My email address is doris.markovic@gmail.com. D-O-R-R-I-S.
Don't we all.
Sir, can I please?
Go ahead. Start over. I promise, Doris, not to interrupt.
We won't interrupt anymore.
D-O-R-R-I-S.
She has a great radio voice, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Markovic.
And she's got a great email address, too, don't you think?
I think it's great how you do that. It's easy for the people to email you.
Who could forget that?
Yeah.
I have a phone number. My home
I bet it's
phone.
A good one, too.
1-800-SPANK-ME.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, go ahead, Doris.
6-2-2-0-6.
I took that from the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen.
Oh.
206-309.
This is fun having Christmas in July, isn't it?
Love it.
Am I still?
Yes, of course. Go ahead, Doris. We're letting you have your time.
Go ahead, Doris. Just ignore us.
206-309-9823.
I'm assuming you do want to see Magic Mike XXL again. I'm sure you felt very good down low, you know, with all the guys. Are you a big fan of Channing Tatum?
I'm sorry, who?
Chadwick Tatum, actually.
Chadwick
Tatum. Oh, yeah, he's the guy with the great abs. Very sexy individual.
Would you
make love to him?
Are you speaking about the magical show?
Yeah, the magical one. Were they able to hide anything? Any body parts, perhaps?
I've not felt like that in years. Honestly, it was very exciting. I've not been to one of those shows, and it's not very similar to the magical shows that I am used to.
A lot of good-looking guys in this, like Kevin Cash.
He's the bigger guy.
Johnny Cash. Yeah, he's back to life to be in this. Well, I'm really appreciative, Doris, once again, and Eric, myself, Joseph. We just have some fun. I mean, you're a fun person to talk to, really.
You're like a Timex watch.
Yeah.
You take a licking and you keep on ticking.
You're great. And you know what? We want to get you more business. I don't know if we'll be able to, though. I mean, you got to kind of be careful and make sure your legal jumbo is up to speed because and your act. Knowledge. It's fairly nice, but on the other hand, we'll work on that.
Work on details.
Yeah.
I object because I was told by David that I would be allowed to come onto the program to talk about
Well, David's issues. Not here.
But all you have done is talk to me about Christmas for some God knows reason.
It's our Christmas in July show. You're Jewish, but still, Christmas is a fun holiday. I mean, even a lot of Jewish folks celebrate it now. There's just so many cool things. You get your presents. You have Santa Claus. You know that we had Santa Claus on earlier, Doris?
Oh, he was...
The real one.
I don't listen to your program. I must be completely honest. I'm very sorry. I don't have time to
this. This is a tragic. But, Doris, real quick.
We got to go to break, man.
Before we go to break here, and we're about to head off, I just want to mention something. You know, as we heard you ordering at your Taco Bell,
and
the way you stumble and everything, we know that you like to smoke a little bit. So just be careful with how much you do, and don't drive when you do it.
I'm sorry, I'm along with CBS. I don't believe that anyone should have that thing on Marlboro cigarettes. Can I talk about legal issues next time, please?
Yeah, that's fine, Doris. I don't know if you'd like
is.
To do that if you want clients, but we'll be right back. Thank you, Doris Markovic, attorney. We'll be right back.